Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to be your hosts on your local radio station for the next few minutes. Be sure to plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale coming up this Friday. That's, of course, April 19th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. They concentrate on the basics, quiet disposition, and stressing some maternal instincts. Yearling bull genetics from Musgrave. Also, U2 Coalition, Sterling Confidence Justified, and many more. DeGrand Angus, home of the four-year guarantee. April 19th, sale starts at 1 p.m. Mountain Time.
Hey, and we want to remind all of you fans of the cowboy poetry and the Old West stories, the annual Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering is going to be in Valentine. And guess what? It's in like 10 days. So make sure that you've got your plans already arranged or hurry and get on that. April 25th through 28th. That's a big switch from the previous 30 years. Being held in October, but they're giving April a shot. Sounds like a springy idea to me. Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska. Same great event, just a different date. OldWestDays.net for details.
I hear it's the theme is old traditions and new beginnings for Old West Days.
Well, that fits perfect.
Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, well, they read Tri-State Livestock News. Now, it's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Covering all corners of agriculture, from grains to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them at tsln.com.
Hey, we're looking at springtime, and we've got baseball that's well underway. We've got rodeo that's well underway, and I think it's a good time to compare the two. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay. Imagine how professional baseball would change if baseball players were subjected to the same life as that of a professional cowboy. Have you ever thought of that?
I have not.
Okay. How many professional baseball players would there be if they were required to arrange and pay for all their own travel?
Probably not that many.
If they slept where and when possible, rather it be in the back of a pickup, hotel, or a friend if finances were short.
Probably in the old days, the beginning days of baseball, some of them kind of did that, but not so much anymore.
I don't think so. How many professional baseball players had to pay for all their equipment and uniforms?
None.
Yeah. How many would there be if they were responsible to do their own laundry? That's a good one. Oh, how many would there be, that's professional baseball players, if they were required to play an afternoon game in Boston, an evening game in Philadelphia, and a late night game in New York?
That'd be a tough schedule.
That's right. How many professional baseball players would there still be if they had to pay all their medical expenses and even if injured, they competed? Baseball up. How many would there be if they played in all weather conditions, rain, muddy field, and light outages, did not postpone a game? Here's another one, too, if you're comparing baseball with rodeo. How many professional baseball players would there still be if they had a 10-month season with no spring training? They were expected to be in shape when the season started. And how many would there still be around if they had to pay an entry fee to play, had no choice of opponent, and were only paid if they played better than about 90 to 95% of the other players? And last, how many professional baseball players would there be if they were only allowed to compete in the postseason if they finished in the top 15 of the wage earners for the season? Steve Olson put that together. I think that's quite intriguing to look at it that way.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever thought about it like that.
Yeah.
We both know a little bit more about the rodeo lifestyle now some of the things they have to go through.
Yep, that's right.
Well, it's also golf season, so I've got a couple of golf quotes in here, or maybe some little golf jokes, I guess. The people who gave us golf and called it a game are the same people who gave us bagpipes and called it music. That was from Anon.
And that's cute.
As in anonymous, I'm sure.
Yes.
I would like to deny all allegations by Bob Hope that during my last game of golf, I hit an eagle, a birdie, an elk, and a moose. That was from Gerald Ford, former president of the United States. We do appreciate the little bit of time that we get with you here on The Good Stuff on your local radio stations, such as KBRK out there in Brookings, South Dakota at 1430 a.m. and, of course, KVSH in Valentine, Nebraska at 940 a.m. Keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.